and I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The top United Nations court on Friday ordered Israel to immediately halt its military operations in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reporting.
The International Court of Justice's President Nawab Salam read out the order.
Israel must immediately halt its military offensive and any other action in the Rafah governorate which may inflict on the Palestinian group in Gaza conditions of life that could bring about its physical destruction in whole or in part.
While the ruling by the International Court of Justice is a blow to Israel's international standing, the court does not have a police force to enforce its orders. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The Israeli military said Friday it had recovered the bodies of three hostages taken into Gaza Strip after they were killed during the October 7th attack by militants of Hamas.
Their bodies were rescued during a special operation based on precise intelligence in the area of Gaza.
Israeli Chief Military Spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari added the overnight operation by the Army and Intelligence Service was carried out in northern Gaza, where there had been intense fighting in recent days. Egypt now says it has agreed to send UN humanitarian aid trucks through Israel's main crossing into Gaza, but it remains unclear if the aid will be able to enter the territory as fighting raged in the southern city of Rafah amid Israel's escalating offensive there. Israel's army says the bodies of the three hostages killed on October 7th were recovered overnight from Gaza. Meanwhile, the CIA chief met in Paris with Israeli and Qatari officials trying to revive negotiations for a ceasefire as well as a hostage release. You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has resumed duty after undergoing a medical procedure at Walter Reed National Military Medical and temporarily transferring power. On the same day, he told U.S. Naval Academy graduates that they will lead through tension and uncertainty and that two of last year's graduates were immediately thrust into conflict.
Those ensigns were aboard the USS Kearney, and they helped defend freedom of navigation in the Red Sea. They help those in distress at sea. They help degrade the capabilities of the Iranian-backed Houthi militia. And they help shoot down missiles and UAVs.
Again, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. Taiwan says it scrambled jets and put missile, naval, and land units on alert over drills China has announced around the self-governing island democracy. The Defense Ministry says China's irrational provocation jeopardized regional peace and stability. China's military said it started two-day exercises surrounding Taiwan on Thursday and what it called punishment for separatist forces seeking independence on the self-governed island. A new president took office in Taiwan this week, who has said he seeks dialogue with Beijing while maintaining Taiwan's de facto independent status and avoiding conflicts that could draw in chief foreign supporters. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports family members are grieving an American couple, church missionaries, killed during a gang attack in Haiti.
Gang violence and gunfire erupt routinely on the streets of Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince. Missouri State Representative Ben Baker says his daughter Natalie, 21 years old, and her husband Davy Lloyd, full-time missionaries in Haiti, were killed Thursday night. He says they went to heaven together. Lloyd's sister says she and her brother grew up in Haiti. Their parents are full-time missionaries there. She says the couple and the Haitian director of the Missions in Haiti organization were ambushed by gang members as they left a church and later shot by another group that attacked the home they tried to hide in. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Singapore Airlines again says it will halt meal services and get all cabin crew to buckle up when planes fly through turbulence as part of a tighter cabin measure. After one person died and dozens were injured on a flight from London this week, the airline said that the meal service will also now be suspended. In addition to hot beverage when the seatbelt sign is on, it said crew members must also return to their seats and belt up. Plane with 211 passengers and 18 crew members was hit by severe turbulence and diverted to Thailand. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.